What's up, stoners, stonettes, stone its? Grab your joints, blunts, cones, bowls, bubblers, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit. Pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
Hey, get high. That was nice. That was a nice save.
So what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good. I'm all right. I'm
Gucci. I got me some pizza rolls and a beer. Life is good.
What a way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday at that.
Damn, I should have saved them for the Super Bowl. Oh, well.
You said what?
I said I should have saved them for the Super Bowl.
The pizza rolls?
Some wings or something.
Oh, man.
That
would
have been dope.
That's enough to... No, let me not.
You won't even watch it?
Nah, probably not.
What you going to do instead of Super Bowling?
Hang out with your sister.
That sounds like an insult.
How's that an insult?
Didn't have to say it that way.
Why? How else would I say it?
Hanging out with Emily.
It's basically the same thing.
No. Different approach, man.
Oh, my bad. I'm hanging out with Emily.
Word, word.
Yeah.
I bet she'd be more interested in Super Bowl than you would. And I know she don't have interest, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know. She seems to like Clemson and watch those games. I can't fuck with it, but.
Yeah, well, that's how we grew up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see it.
What's you Super Bowling? You Super Bowling?
I'm going to watch it. I don't really care. But I'm going to watch it. Might even fall asleep during it. We got Chiefs versus 49ers, so I think I'm going to go for the Chiefs. I don't think you can bet against Patrick Mahomes right now. And Sammy Watkins is from Clemson, so I'd like to see him get a ring.
As much as I do want to see Sammy get a ring, my money's on San Francisco.
What do you know?
What do you mean, what do I know? I know they're a good team, like... I mean, I'm not a fan of theirs or anything, like, exactly.
Who they got?
Shut up.
Who they got?
I don't know all their names, but I've watched them play and shit. A good bit.
So, Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl tonight. They had the AFC Championship game before this. And Tyreek Hill, wide receiver for the Chiefs, his grandparents were going to fly in to Kansas City, Missouri to see the game. And flights got canceled. So they were thinking that they were going to miss the game, icy conditions and stuff like that. And a man offered to drive his grandparents there so they didn't miss it.
Aww.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. There are some good people still in this world.
And I think the dude, because I was thinking they should have gave dude a free ticket, but I think he actually had a ticket, so that must have been why he was there. He was trying to fly in too, I guess. But yeah, hopefully they did something for him, because that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is dope.
It's Groundhog's Day. Does anybody know what happened? Because I don't. I didn't really check.
I just seen a random status on
Facebook. They're going to be six. No, we're getting an early spring.
It feels like it. Yeah. I'm glad too. Like, I know this shit's I know it's kind of a weird way to predict, and it doesn't really mean nothing. But I actually think we will get an early spring.
I'm kind of pissed though. Like, they said that they were gonna replace the groundhog with a robot.
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah, that is.
They do have more than one groundhog every year, so like.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk that way.
Oh.
We're supposed to. It's supposed to be a thing that it's always the same groundhog.
Oh.
I know it's not, but it's like, you know.
But they did multiple in the same year though.
There's only one groundhog. There's only one Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, but they do multiple the same day.
Have another one.
Yeah.
What do you, like, in different places?
Yeah.
I thought they just did it once.
Nope. I did too. I figured that out a couple years ago.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But still, like, why? Why a robot?
Yeah, that's why.
You know where a groundhog came from?
Where a groundhog came from?
Like the
I guess the mama groundhog?
Like the Groundhog's Day.
Oh, no, I don't know nothing about that.
The first celebration of Groundhog's Day took place on February 2nd, 1887.
What year?
1887. In Pennsylvania. Climber Freeze stuck his hog in the ground.
That sounds so funny.
No, I'm just kidding, but yeah.
So, give this man an X pick, because when he did that, he read articles like he was a news anchor. Alright, so dude to him stuck his groundhog in the ground?
No, he didn't really do that. He actually sold a group of businessmen and groundhog hunters. Really all it says.
I think it's whack. I don't know why that would have started a whole fucking tradition. But maybe JP just didn't explain it well.
I read what I could see. I really like the sticking his hog in the ground better.
That is funny.
So basically, fuck the robot, fuck Groundhog's Day.
F the robot.
Who's the guy with the first groundhog? What's his name?
Climber.
Yeah, fuck him too.
Okay.
So what's strain of the day, man?
Mendo breath. It is 19% THC with peppery citrus and herbal terpenes.
What's it called?
Mendo.
So
Mendo. Yeah, Mendo breath.
Mendo breath. I don't even like how that sounds, to be honest.
It's a mix of OGKB, which is OG Kush breath, and
Kush breath. Like, I never heard of that. Like, that's weird.
But and Mendo Montage. It makes dense frosty buds that reek of sweet vanilla and caramel. Powerful body high, built for chronic pain and discomfort. Its feelings are relaxed, sleepy, happy, euphoric, uplifted. It's helpful with stress, pain, anxiety, insomnia, and depression. But it does have negatives that are dry mouth, dry eyes, dizzy, anxious, and paranoid.
Paranoid, yeah, that sometimes hits me with certain strains.
And it's indica. It's indica couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a sativa guy anyways, but I never heard of Kush breath or the Mendo whatever, like, so it makes sense where it comes from, Mendo breath. I just don't like how it sounds. I think Mendo breath and Kush breath are horrible names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it would taste like tequila, which tastes like somebody's breath in my mouth.
Yeah, so y'all hear the Lil Wayne album?
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked it. I thought that shit was gas.
Shit is fire.
I had to listen to it twice. Second time I liked it a little bit more. First time I wasn't too sure. Like, I knew I was liking some of the songs, maybe not all of them, but I like enough songs to say, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, I fuck with the album.
That shit with XXXTentacion. What'd you feel about it, man?
I thought the intro was hard, but then I don't know. Other than that, I don't really like it.
Yeah, X came in hard on that one. But
after the beat dropped is when
I feel like it ended up being a little too much, but maybe that's just not my style. But it ended up just being a lot of like loud noises all at the same time, beat while screaming while singing something else, and it was just wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
But overall, I thought it was a pretty good album. He definitely lost it, that's for sure.
Hell no, dude. I think he is like the best rapper.
I do hear a lot of people hating on this one, though. I heard a lot of hate on some of his other albums, too, though. So I guess people are going to have their opinions, because, I mean, I like Carter 4, I like Carter 5, I like Funeral.
Yeah, I think it was a good album.
I think people are just going to hate no matter what you do.
True that.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. People always find something to hate on, man, but I liked his range of features on this album. That song with Adam Levine is pretty dope.
I thought it was weird that he had a song with him, but I can't like it. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. And then that song goes straight to a feature with 2 Chainz. Like,
I was surprised when I heard 2 Chainz too. Like, I thought he killed his verse too.
My only complaint was I didn't really understand "Buy the Bitch and Acura, told her driver to Africa." Like, is it just cause Acura rhymed?
Probably.
And like, could you get her a much nicer car? And I'm not too sure that she's going to make it on 4 wheels to Africa.
Maybe a plane. Acura makes planes.
You got me there. What if they do?
What if they don't?
They probably don't. Then you got Big Sean, Lil Baby on the same song.
Oh, dude, Big Sean, I thought went hard.
Yeah, Big Sean's all right. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of him, but it's all right.
I thought well.
But yeah, he had a lot of. Oh, I wonder about the. We talked about the song with X, and I wonder how he's getting these songs, because I heard Lil Wayne didn't really know him until either he died or shortly before he died. Like, I'm not sure he ever even met him. So I wonder if like X is, obviously these songs are already recorded, some form or fashion, but wonder if they were going to be his songs and they weren't completed, so labels selling them off as features.
Probably. Something along those possible. Lines.
But, I like, for the most part, I like what he's done with Wayne, the 2 songs. You know, it's been alright. The first one was much better, in my opinion, off the Carter 5.
Yeah.
But that's back to back years, you know, that Wayne has dropped the album. Yeah. And
both of them were pretty decent.
Yeah, coming off strong, getting out of that Cash Money hold to finally be able to put out music. And you could tell this one wasn't really dated like Carter 5 was. Mm-hmm. But some people didn't like that Carter 5 sounded dated. I expected it to be dated because I expected there to be songs on there that were made years ago that never got released. Like, I wanted the original Carter 5.
Yeah.
And it definitely did. Like, you know, certain things did show that the songs were made much prior. So Wayne put on his 8th song, things called Bling James. At the end of it, he put a 24 seconds moment of silence for Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Yeah, I still can't really believe he's gone.
It's
like,
crazy.
It's weird to say. Because you don't know these people, and also, like,
it's like I
expect to see.
It makes me feel funny just saying it, like.
Right, I expect to see him like a Michael Jordan. Still doing commercials, still doing coaching, still doing all kind of stuff like that. And, you know, seeing him up until his 60s or whatever.
I would say he was definitely our generation's Jordan.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember seeing Kobe from a very young age, like when he was just getting started. I was damn still barely out of diapers maybe, but I remember.
Yeah, he ended up being the youngest crazy. Player to ever start in NBA games. Going straight into the league after high school at 17.
Who else has done that?
He's won a few. There's been a couple. I don't know if others might have been 17 or 18 to skip college, but he's definitely won a few. The Lakers' next game, they canceled the game the day that he passed because it was supposed to happen a little bit later in the day, so they canceled
that.
Yeah,
that's what I thought had happened when you said something about they were supposed to have played that day that he passed, but
yeah,
I realized that they had canceled it.
And so the next game against Portland, they ended up, LeBron gave an emotional speech. Everybody that attended, which was 20,000 people, they got a free Kobe shirt. Yeah, tribute t-shirt. Some had 8, some had 24. And they had 2 empty seats on the sideline for Gigi and Kobe draped over, with their jersey numbers draped over the seat.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Gigi always wanted to play for UConn, college women's basketball, right? And so they did a tribute to her by making her an honorary jersey, and her name, her number, and they hung it on an empty seat on the sideline as well for her, with some flowers.
That was really thoughtful.
But LeBron, or the Lakers played Portland. LeBron gave the emotional speech. There's a lot of good in that. They started the way a lot of other teams started the past week. After the tip-off, the team that receives the ball, they would keep it on their side of the court for 8 seconds, get a half-court violations or an eight-second violation, which was one of Kobe's numbers. Then the other team would take the 24-second shot clock violations for Kobe's other jersey number. I thought that was pretty cool how a lot of teams did that.
The Hornets had, like, armbands in tribute to him.
Yeah, I saw that. I had both his numbers on it. There was something else. Oh, and all the Lakers came out with Kobe's jersey on.
Yeah, that was cool, too. They introduced every last one of them as Kobe Bryant.
Right. But the one thing that Kobe would have never done in a tribute game is fucking
lost
lose.
It. Right.
Like LeBron, man. Kobe would never.
That was kind of whack.
LeBron, man.
I would be kind of offended.
Brandon was so serious about this shit, too. He said, fucking LeBron. Kobe would never have the thought to lose a tribute game.
Yo, like, maybe LeBron just doesn't have the same drive.
Yeah.
Like, he's got talent, one of the greatest ever. He gets put in that argument of, like, three or four. But, like, I think he lacks the drive that some of the other greatest have. That's just,
I can't really say. It's just that I know that Kobe had a lot of drive in him.
Right.
So.
Lakers will honor Kobe by adding the number 8 and number 24 to their floor design, as well as his initials. And the players are going to wear a patch with his initials on their jersey.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, yeah, that's some ways that they're remembering Kobe around the Lakers stadium. His jersey numbers have been retired already before, so they didn't have to do that. But I heard people talking about the NBA should completely retire his jerseys, be the first to ever do that and retire both numbers. And players could just decide not to wear his numbers, you know? So it'd be kind of cool if you kind of saw that happen. Who knows?
Because
somebody else might wear that number just because they grew up watching them. I grew up wearing it, so I don't know. I don't really care too much one way or another, but it would be kind of cool if they came together and decided to do that.
I just also want to shout out to Nike for removing all Kobe merchandise off of their shelves.
Well, Macy's jerseys, they're selling Kobe jerseys for $300.
Nike sees that businesses can try to profit off of this and stuff. So good for them for pulling his stuff off. I think that was a good move.
I don't expect JP to have an opinion too much, but there's been talk about changing the NBA logo, apparently for years anyways. But now, because of Kobe's death, they're talking about changing it to Kobe. It's been Jerry West, who's still alive. So, I mean, to me, it's kind of weird. But apparently, he's never really cared to be the logo.
I mean, I understand why people would want to do it. I'd say if not Kobe, then Jordan.
Yeah.
I would say Jordan more so than Kobe.
I kind of would, too. I also think that it's...
But I don't agree that you should change it just because somebody died.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's too soon to just change it to Kobe just because, like, changing it to him just because he died. You know, I kind of get it, but at the same time, I don't know if it's the best impulse move. Also, I don't know. I mean, if Jerry West straight up doesn't want to be the logo, if that's how he feels, then fine, change it. But if he's just like, I don't care, or whatever, just... I don't really see the point in changing it, really. What I think would be cool to do is do a limited edition, limited time line, whether it's just Lakers clothing or you do all kind of clothing, whatever you decide to do, and you do a logo that has Kobe on it.
Now, that would be
cool. Yeah, that would be dope.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That's a good idea.
I think that would be pretty dope. And if the Lakers want to keep that NBA logo that's with Kobe on their jerseys next year, or even continuing, I think that'd be kind of cool to let them do it if this were to actually happen that way.
Yeah, but don't overall change the whole logo.
Right, right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't really care about basketball, but I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that would be, I think that'd be dope. Limited time, limited edition. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
And I would probably cop one. Yeah. Never even been a big basketball fan, but you know, I knew that going all the way back to NBA Live or playing 2K, like, I didn't know much about basketball, but I know I could go pick the Lakers and be all right. You know, Derek Fisher, Shaq, and most of all Kobe. Like, I knew what to do, and I knew I'd be all right because I barely even know positions. So I have to know the player and what they're good at. Like, I'm just not too good at the game, really. But I knew I could go get the Lakers, be all right. Did you have anything to add?
No.
All right. How do y'all feel about a Texas team being told that he can't come back to school nor walk for graduation?
It's stupid as fuck.
Unless he cuts his dreadlocks.
I think it's dumb as hell. Like, what you got against this kid and his hair? Like, really?
Yeah, that's just whack. Like, that's discrimination.
Whack. Whack.
Apparently, they have a rule against men having long hair. And that's kind of what it comes down to. He said he follows a dress code by having it tied up in a way that it's above his earlobes. Because it can't be below your earlobes.
The
it can't touch your shoulders.
What kind of school is he going to?
Right, God.
That's
man.
What I started wondering. Like, I thought this was a public school. I don't think I ever actually got that answer in there.
I feel like if you know he's going to that kind of school, then you really can't be too mad when this shit happens.
But when did they find out if it's a public school? Let me see. So I'm reading that it's an independent school district, but I'm pretty sure it's still a public school. I'm not 100% sure because I've never heard of this. I don't know if this is normal down in Texas or what. But it sounds like it's still a public school. It's just for a certain community of people.
See, that's ridiculous, man. Like, I can't get with it.
But regardless, it's still discrimination. They let females have long hair.
Exactly.
So it's not...
I mean, yeah, I'll agree with that.
And he said he keeps his nice and neat, keeps them tied up, you know, but, and he's a senior. He's been growing these dreads for a few years. He says it's important to his culture and his heritage because his dad is from Trinidad, you know, and he don't want to cut them. So Ellen DeGeneres invited him to her show and gave him a $20,000 scholarship that he'll be able to use to go to college. So that was pretty
what?
Cool. Yep.
Okay, Ellen.
And
that's what's up.
It's not really somebody else. I can't remember who it is now, but somebody else invited him to the Grammys or the Oscars. Invited him to the Oscars for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know if I would really want to go. Like I guess some
that's
people
cool,
would.
Though.
Yeah, I guess some people would. I just don't think I would necessarily want to. So how you really feel about it? Because you were saying, you know, if that's the rules, you know. But,
well, okay, I disagree
but should it even
with
be the
it.
Rules?
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But, I mean, what I was saying was if that is the rules, then you should kind of expect that.
What?
You know what I mean? That, in kind of that sense.
The
like,
school's going to be feeling dumb now.
There was a chick not too long ago that I don't think I ended up bringing her up on here. But she got kicked out of a, like, Catholic private school. Because they said that she had violated their beliefs or whatever. Been in a Catholic school, you know, it's probably going to be religious. She had a rainbow cake for her birthday, and they took that as a sign of homosexuality. They say that wasn't the first time her violating. So who I don't know if there's other things that she's done. They were looking for just anything to kick her out, so I ended up not talking about it on here. But in a case like that, I don't think a rainbow cake is enough to say that she acted in a gay way like this. No. That's just looking for something. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, they're reaching.
But if she was doing other acts, like they posting things of her kissing a girl or whatever, I could see a private religious school kicking you out because you're supposed to follow their religion. But if it happens to be a public school, man, I you know, freedom, like rights.
I mean, yeah, I feel that.
And you're being funded by the public, which is why you're supposed to accept more.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But I wouldn't have cut them shits. I wouldn't have walked. I'd have, man, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. I don't know what he is going to do, though. I don't know if the school's going to end up giving in now that he's made a big story about it and he's been on TV talking about it, news talking about it. You know, so I don't know. Something might come of that.
I still wouldn't fucking walk.
Huh?
I still wouldn't fucking walk, dude.
Oh, if they let him?
Yeah, man, fuck that. Hell no. Now that I done blew up, you ain't gonna let me walk. Bye, bitch.
Right.
I feel you on that, but they ain't even letting him back to school right now, though. Which could fuck up him graduating, possibly, if he needs
them
credits.
That's fucked up, man. They gonna be feeling real stupid, like, man, Ellen gave this dude a scholarship. We gotta let him graduate.
you still get your diploma.
I'm saying he hasn't been allowed back in school, though, so if he loses credits that he has to have by the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
That could fuck up his diploma, possibly. I don't know his situation. Just saying.
I thought it was just that he couldn't walk.
They're not even letting him back to school right now.
Okay, that's whack.
Yeah.
I say fuck that school.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, straight up. All right, being in Greenville or surrounding areas, South Carolina, how would y'all feel about using the President Donald J. Trump interchange?
What is that?
The interchange between 85 and 385, where you're taking one and you cross onto the other. They're talking about two lawmakers that proposed to name that interchange after President Trump.
No, I don't want to drive on anything named after
him. So the state representative Stuart Jones of Lawrence and Jonathan Hill of Anderson, they proposed this bill. They sponsored this, and the resolution states that Trump fights tirelessly to restore our American values and defeat the radical left. He has kept his promises to improve the economy, build the wall, defund Planned Parenthood, cut ISIS off at the head, and stop endless wars. But we're still in an endless war. There's still not a wall. Like, there's
exactly.
But whatever, man. I don't really care. I think that just the name's too long. I don't think it rolls off the tongue. Like, they really want to name it President Donald J. Trump Interchange.
It's retarded. Like, y'all couldn't come up with anything better.
Prez Trump Interchange.
Trump Change.
Trump Change.
Look, there we go. Yay.
Trump Change.
I hope y'all are listening to this. Trump Change.
Yeah, what if we get rich off that?
Don't even name it after Trump, though. The fuck?
We're naming this podcast after Trump now.
Yeah.
It's going to be Trump
Change.
I was
thinking
hell yeah. That
Oh, well, what were you trying to say? You were saying something. Yo, JP drank too much last night, man. He's kind of dead today.
I remember what I was saying. I wasn't saying anything.
You
got to
stop
think.
Coming in here hungover, man.
Huh?
You got to stop coming in here hungover.
You
got
to stop feeding me alcohol.
Whoa. Feeding you. Hold on.
Let's take a shot. Okay.
That sounds a little weird, man.
I mean, man. We're not talking about back shots. We're talking about crown shots. That's weird.
Nobody was talking about back shots.
You said weird.
You already made it weird. I was talking about the feet and the shots sounded weird.
I know.
I just made it even weirder.
And I made a point.
And he did say some weird shit to me yesterday.
I didn't.
Yo, we're sitting. Stephanie's at work. And, like, I forgot what he said first, but it was weird. And he says.
Was it that weird?
And the kids aren't home. I was like, the fuck? And yes, they are, but the fuck?
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
That's weird.
I was creeped out. Like,
that's weird.
At one point, he literally looked me in the eyes. He said, let's get it on.
At one point, you almost raped me.
No.
Yeah.
I literally thought he was going to rape me.
He literally tried to.
No.
Yeah, you remember that time?
No, I don't.
Yeah, when we were in the car.
I'm going to have to limit the amount of time that y'all spend with each other. That shit was funny.
Look, man, can't just make up shit because you said some weird shit to me yesterday. That was definitely strange.
Cause you made it weird.
So Siobhan dropped a new album. All right, my bad. A new single.
Yeah, he dropped a new single yesterday.
What's it called? Secret.
Secret. Yeah.
It's pretty good. I have to say, he had a feature on there. I don't remember her name, but you got it?
Yeah.
But he likes to point out that she's Jewish because he thinks that's pretty cool.
Vita Kari.
Shout out to her. Like, I felt like she started off a little shaky, though. I feel like that song could have taken another take.
I think it was the flow for me.
The flow?
At the beginning of her verse, the flow.
Yeah.
She has a voice, though.
But I think that her verse could have took another take or two, and she could have perfected it. But overall, I mean, she settles in.
And then she starts.
Siobhan kills it. She settles in. She kills the ending of her verse. Like overall, it's pretty good, man. So y'all go check it out. It's on Spotify, iTunes, I assume.
Yeah, any streaming platforms.
Yeah, so go check it out, Siobhan Campbell. Secrets, new single out as of last Saturday.
Yeah, it's worth a listen.
I was going to give him a little breakdown of his album, but I think he's going to actually try to come back next week, so I'm going to save it instead. But he's also got an album out that's not too old. Did drop last year, 2019. Album's called The Lovely Loser, or Lovely the Loser. I think it's Lovely the Loser. But pretty good album, man. Y'all can check that out on Spotify, iTunes as well. So let's get into some weed news.
It's time for your weed news. So, Spencer Boston.
Who is that?
I don't like his name.
I don't either. Who is it?
I don't like fucking Boston.
He's a guy.
They got coronavirus now.
See, fuck Boston.
Yeah, fuck Boston.
They got Tom Brady, coronavirus, like, fucking fuck Boston.
They got fucking a mass of Chusets.
Are y'all fucking done?
What Boston done did?
Yeah. Who the fuck is Steven Boston?
Spencer Boston, a man that lives in Tennessee, went on trial.
That sounds like a song.
Oh, my Spencer God. Boston, do you want to fucking do it?
That sounds like Boston, one of those, like, Tennessee. Like, what's the nighttime songs called?
Lullaby.
Yeah.
Spencer Boston, listen to the sea. Moonshine. Hold on, moonshine whiskey. Till he falls asleep. Yeah, we got an infant hit.
You guys, weed news is canceled again this
week.
Oh,
damn, shit, we forgot about her. Let's get back to that thing. Go ahead.
An infant hit. Alright, let's go. What Spencer Boston done did? Besides make an infant hit. Yeah, we need to know. Like,
yeah, what is it?
I'm going on strike. Well, nah. Y'all.
All right, I could tell it. Here's your moment to shine, baby.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
Yeah, what is the infant hit, though?
Oh my fucking god! You know what?
But for
him, you
are we talking
it.
About?
Goddamn!
We're talking about like kid infants. It's a hit, but for infants. Oh shit! Damn, dude, I gotta poop after that one. Alright, yeah. Stephanie, go ahead.
Too scared to go in our house though.
Not scared. Throw a word.
Alright, so.
I'm just getting no respect.
What's Stephen Boston undid?
Nothing. So Spencer Boston of Tennessee. Went on trial in Wilson County for a simple possession charge. And he was basically, when they let him speak, he started arguing about the injustice of marijuana laws. And then from there, he removed a joint from his pocket along with a box of matches and lit the joint in the courtroom to prove his point. Now, naturally, security did have to force him out of the courtroom. However, before he left, his last words before leaving the courtroom were, "The people deserve better."
I dig it.
I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
shout out to Stephen, Tennessee, man.
Shout out to fucking
Spencer
Boston 10.
Boston.
Yo, okay. But is he not fucking retarded? Like, does he have a real mental issue?
Well, okay, so, hold on. With a name like that, I think we could assume so.
Yeah, Spencer
Maybe
Boston,
he's just
you're
passionate
from Tennessee.
About
yeah, like, you should at least be from Boston if you're going to have the name.
Really, what kind of is Spencer?
Ah, oh, fuck.
That guy for president, though.
Really, though? Do we really want that guy for president? The guy that goes about things the wrong way.
Well, it's obvious he didn't go about it the right way, but can you really say that he went about it the wrong way?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you, but all right.
All right, so my opinion is that is an immature move. My opinion is that's an immature move and that that gives stoners, pot smokers, whatever you want to call them, kind of a bad rep.
I agree with that, actually.
Like, whenever you smoke and you go get in the car, that's like that's when you definitely don't want to have an accident, because you do not want to accidentally kill somebody and they blame or you accidentally die and then the toxicology come back and they blame the weed.
Wonder if it's happened before.
I'm sure it probably has. I mean, it makes sense, but nobody wants that.
No, nobody really wants to die in general. Well, drunk people. Some drunk people might.
So you really think Stephen Boston did the right thing?
I mean, it was kind of stupid, but...
So, he ends up getting another charge, right?
They didn't specify, but yeah, I'm sure he will.
So you end up going back to jail, I'm sure. Hey, this is just retarded. I don't think that's how you get anything legalized. That's just how
no.
I see it. It's like being drunk in the courtroom. You know, you're not helping matters. So, did we talk about Bernie already?
Bernie, no.
I didn't. Didn't talk about Bernie? Didn't talk about Bernie? Didn't talk about Bernie?
What the fuck is Bernie?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You said who was that?
No, I said, but then I was like, oh, Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie Sanders running for president. He said if elected on the first day of office, he will legalize recreational weed. Through a executive order.
I mean, isn't it already in the process of being legalized nationally?
I just want to say it at a time, really. So, no. But he says that it's important that we end the war on drugs. He also says that he wants the people that were affected by the war on drugs to get to benefit the most. He's going to expunge possession records if this were to happen, you know, because I really don't think he'll get president, to be honest.
Why y'all sleeping on Uncle Bernie, man?
But
because he's not realistic. Most of the things I feel like he said he's dead.
And I feel like things like this, and not to say that he may not even believe in it, I feel like things like this are used
to get votes.
Yeah, to get votes, yeah. And you're not really going to do it.
I don't think he probably couldn't even do that if he wanted to.
And yeah, I did see something about that too. It was like, you know, there's, you know, he could be overruled somehow. I didn't read all into it. But there's just like different powers of authority and different processes you can go through so that everything can be undone. And someone's like, one person can override one, but they can turn around and be overridden again by somebody else. You know, it's just like a lot of overlapping and shit, trying to make things more fair. And then we end up still having a fucked up government. But yeah, he said he'd legalize weed in all 50 states day one.
Jokes on him, because all 50 states isn't illegal.
Fuck. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
But.
He can't math.
He ain't math.
How can we trust him with our country if he can't math?
He also wants to make sure that the legal industry is not controlled by major corporations, and that minority communities that are affected by the war on drugs the most will get help in order to make money through the legalized industry. So African Americans, Natives, whatever statistics show that was affected the most by marijuana charges, they'll get extra help to put them on the path to start businesses with legal marijuana, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is dope.
If it's legal, bring it to Meagle.
But I also think that bigger than doing things for, you know, certain communities, do things for individuals that were directly affected by it. You know, more so than just expunge it, like help them get jobs doing it legally. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm not a politician.
Should be. Could be.
I don't know that I could. I don't know if I'd want to. I think that's part of the issue. Like, there's the people that don't really want to tell others what to do would be better in government, because they would make less laws because they don't really like, they just want the obvious shit. But then, because they don't want to tell people what to do, they don't want to be in that power. And then people that do want to tell people what to do normally have stricter rules, and then they go for it because that's what they want to do.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, hashtag wars today in honor of the Super Bowl and February 2nd, the year, what year was it that Carolina Panthers and Patriots played?
04?
04, oh something.
I'm pretty sure it was 04.
Hashtag Janet Jackson Appreciation Day.
me and my girlfriend got nasty. Hashtag Janet Jackson Appreciation Day. You know that song? Nasty.
That's a song title?
Yeah.
All I know about Janet Jackson is I saw her, she was one of the first nipples I ever saw on TV at a pretty young age, so hashtag Janet Jackson Appreciation Day. No, to be real, I actually missed it, to be honest. Like, I was watching the game and all that, but, like, I missed the moment. And somebody was like, her nipple was out. I was like, no, it wasn't. You tripping. And then, like, it was a big deal. Her nipple was really out. What year were you born?
97.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. But you still probably don't remember this.
Getting my nipples pierced. Hashtag Janet Jackson Appreciation Day.
She have her nipples pierced?
I don't remember if one was fierce or real. I just thought it was funny.
All right, well, maybe you'll be better at this one. Hashtag men are not very good at.
Hashtag men are not very good at.
Yeah.
Fuck. What kind of a hashtag is that?
I thought you would be good at this one.
Hashtag men are not very good at being smart.
The fuck? Okay.
That was lame.
Right. As fuck.
Cancel. Redo.
Hashtag women are not very good at
most things.
Driving. Hashtag phase women. What else was I thinking? Lifting 100 pounds. Hashtag
cooking. Hashtag men are not very good at.
He made some pretty banging chicken wings one night.
Hashtag men named Brandon specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can cook some bomb ass hamburger helper. And even some French toast.
Gourmet hamburger helper.
So, I don't know what you're talking about. Can't cook. I think I cook just fine.
He can't cook, y'all.
I thought it was alright.
See? He thought it was alright.
I thought it was alright.
He can't cook, y'all.
Hashtag men are not very good at complimenting each other. So therefore, him saying it's all right, man. Yo, dude, that shit was fucking bomb.
Nah, I'm good at complimenting. I love your hat, dude. And the hoodie is nice.
Yo, after what you said to me yesterday, I don't want no compliments.
Oh my God, you're back on that, dude. It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah, that was bad as Trump change.
Yeah, at least I didn't smell your butt.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
But nah, it wasn't me that smelled JP's butt. Like, let's just say that.
No, it wasn't him.
Yeah, so you got that song to shit with JP?
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think, like, the most stonerest animal is? And why?
Sloth.
Why?
Because I actually read something about how there's, what was it? There's something about the way they live on purpose so that maybe they stink or something like that. So that other animals don't want to eat them.
That's funny.
Let me look it up.
Are you saying stoners are stinky?
Well, no, but, you know, just slow and, you know, like, stoners in movies a lot of times look like they don't bathe, like Tommy Chong and Cheech. You know, they look like they went days without bathing. Half baked, most of them look like they could have went some days without bathing. You know, it's more so the way movies put it out there.
So, like a stereotypical stoner.
Yeah, the stereotypical, okay. Not necessarily a real one.
I was thinking like a cat.
Why?
Because like. They trip on DMT most of the time. So you gonna tell me that they wouldn't smoke pot too?
How do they trip on DMT?
Cause it's like naturally in us. You know that. Like it's in trees, it's in every living thing. And cats, they're tripping on it most of the time. Like, it releases in their body a lot.
I did not know that. So it says here that sloth is named because of its very slow metabolism and deliberate movements. Sloth being related to the word slow. This supports their low energy diet of leaves and avoids detection by predatory hawks and cats that hunt by sight. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
But that's why I kind of said sloths.
I can dig it.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think was the most stoner animal?
I really don't know, to be honest.
So lame.
Huh?
Lame.
How am I lame? I would probably say that a sloth would be.
You can't steal bunnies. I mean, get the fuck out, dude. Get the fuck out. We need an unclaimed animal right now.
I don't really know another one that's suitable for that.
See, the sloth is just so great that she just couldn't disagree.
I mean, I didn't disagree with it.
No, but like...
In general?
She felt like sloth beat whatever you said. Like, I already forgot what you said because you ain't fresh or last.
I said a cat. Because cats are tripping on DMT most of the time anyway, so they'd definitely be the one to get high.
And whenever I've had cats, they tend to come towards the smoke, it seems like.
Cat was definitely a storm.
My cat personally hates it, but I've seen cats do that. Huh?
I've had a couple that liked it. My sister had a rat that liked it.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because she named it Kush. She was kind of young and she smoked at the time because she don't anymore. And got a rat. And anytime you smoke near it, it come up to the top of its cage trying to get you a blow something in its face.
I mean, this shit may be rats or a stoner animal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Maybe. It was a pretty low energy episode, you know. It's Sunday. We kind of recuperating from yesterday.
Past two nights, actually, dude. We got drunk the past two nights.
We did, yep.
Which kind of, I don't know.
We might have to take it a little bit easier before next episode, fucking get our energy back up.
Yeah, but let's not. But yeah.
let's not say we did.
I mean, you know, the like, yeah, we're gonna do this, but then, hey, you want a drink? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I did feel pretty good today, but it is just kind of like just one of them days.
I think I've been dragging way more.
Yeah. We're not gonna be able to do the local business.
Not today.
All right.
We'll have to bring it back next week.
We'll bring that back next week. That's no problem. If you listen this far, be sure to subscribe on whatever you listening to us on. Follow us on whatever you listen to us on. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well. Share with your friends. Let them know you enjoyed it. We're out.